Tremendous Asher Koch to Rabbi Schnell for orchestrating and ensuring that we had tonight's night sitter. And to our BNP president. In this past week's parsha, we read about men going out to battle, and when they're victorious, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables Klal Yisrael to take into captivity their enemy, the Torah tells us Isa Bashivya Ashes Yifas Toar, that if it will come to be that a member of Israel will come and see a beautiful woman, Bichashaktabai, he'll desire her, he'll take her to be a wife. And the Torah explains that Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara, that the Torah is speaking to a man's Yetzer Hara, that instead of doing something Be'isr, the Torah will give the opportunity to this person to be able to take a wife, beheder. Now, if I were to ask each and every one of you as to what type of soldier, what type of person this is, so one would assume that the Torah is talking about a bona fide lowlife, a person who is, as we think about, an American soldier who perhaps has tattoos and missing teeth and however else you want to describe or what you perceive to be some low-life soldier. Yet we know that that's not the case when it comes to the Torah's understanding of a person who fought in battle, who fought in the times of the Torah. After all, the Torah told us in Parsha Shoftim that the Shotrim, the officers of Israel, would gather and speak to the people, and they would say, Mi ha'ish ha'yorei v'rach ha'levav, Yelech v'yoshev lebeso. When coming and bringing people into the Tzava Hashem, the army of Klal Yisrael, the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what would happen? The Shotrim, the officers, would come to the people and they'd say, whoever is afraid and is soft-hearted should go back home. And the Gemara in Maseches Sota is trying to understand what is that person or who is that person who is afraid. Rabbi Akiva says Hayare is referring to a person who is pshuto kimashmo, a person who is afraid of battle. Battle is a frightful experience. You see guns and bow and arrows and people getting killed. It's a very daunting experience. And then the next Manda Omar, Rabbi Yossi says it's referring to an almona l'kohen gadol. It's referring to a person who marries a Kohen Gadol, who marries an almana, or a grusha, the chalutza, that married to a Kohen. And then Rabbi Yossi Haglili says that this person is someone who is misyari min ha'avero shebiyado, someone who is afraid of the sins that he has biyado in his hands. And then the Gemara asks, what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi Haglili? What's the difference between Avero Shebiyado, a person who's afraid of the sins that he has in his hand, versus a person who had married a Kohen, who married a Grusha or a Chalutza, or a Kohen Gadol that married an Almana? Either way, those are Averos. So the Gemara comes and explains the difference between those two Averos is an Avero Midrabanan. In other words, the difference between them is a person that was Sach, a person that talked, between putting on his tefillin shel yad and his tefillin shel rosh. That person that talked between the tefillin shel yad and shel rosh, he should be afraid. That's the person that can't go out to battle. And now it brings us back to our original question. Kitzeitzei la'milchama al oyvecha, when this person went out to battle, who is the Torah referring to? It's not referring to some lowlife that we originally thought the Torah was referring to. It's referring to a tzaddik, a bona fide tzaddik, one who did not talk between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, one who had kept and was nizhar, was careful of all the mitzvos. That's the person that went out to battle. And if that's the case, that's who the Torah is referring to, Dibur Torah Keneged Yetzirah. This is the person that we have to be afraid about, that we allow him to marry this woman, this beautiful woman, because perhaps he might give in to his Yetzirah that he has to marry her. If we're afraid of those tzaddikim, what about us? So how do we reconcile, how do we understand the Torah needing to allow this type of union when we're dealing with tzaddikim? And I believe that the answer is yesterday's tzaddik. When the Shochet were coming and talking to Bnei Yisrael, trying to figure out who was deserving of this army, they were tzaddikim. They were righteous people. They were in check. But yesterday's tzaddik does not necessarily translate to today's tzaddik or tomorrow's tzaddik. Every day is a different day. One can't rest on his accomplishments of what he accomplished yesterday. That tzaddik, he was a tzaddik yesterday when he was brought into this army. But I can't rest, I have to move, I have to go weiter. And therefore he was a tzaddik yesterday, but now when he comes into battle and he's faced with all of these temptations, he's no longer a tzaddik. A person can never rest. A person always has to yearn and strive for growth. Whatever we have done in the past, whether we accomplished in Eretz Yisrael, and we all grew in Eretz Yisrael, and we on our own level all became tzaddikim, never before had we ever experienced what we experienced in Eretz Yisrael. And now we come to America, and we come to yeshiva, and we think that whatever allowed us to grow in Eretz Yisrael will be enough to maintain whatever we grew in Eretz Yisrael we can maintain here. It doesn't work like that. Because we have to realize that yesterday's tzaddik does not translate to who we are today or who we will become tomorrow. The Torah was made, the Torah gave us that idea that the Torah has to come and be matir in Eishes Yifas Torah, because the tzaddik yesterday is not a tzaddik today or tomorrow. We can't rest. We have to appreciate that we have to always yearn and strive for more. I once had the audacity, the chutzpah, to ask a multi-millionaire, why doesn't he just retire already? He has so much. He's 64 years old. Just rest and relax. Enjoy your money. And his response to me was, there's never enough money. There's always more money to be made. And that's how we have to view mitzvos. We always have to realize and appreciate that there's always more mitzvos to do, more Torah to learn, more to accomplish. And even though we accomplished in Eretz Yisrael and we became tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't translate to us maintaining that tzidkus here in America in yeshiva. We have to constantly work and toil and persevere and overcome. There are different challenges in this yeshiva than you had in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, you have to strive to reach and to toil and to gain, because if not, the Torah is going to have to write the parsha of Yifas Torah for each and every one of us. And the same way it's true by a tzaddik. A tzaddik can't rest on being a tzaddik. The same also holds true by a rasha as well. If a person was a rasha yesterday, if a person did not utilize Eretz Yisrael for perhaps what it was intended to be, a person doesn't have to rely on the idea that he's a rasha. He doesn't have to assume that since I accomplished nothing and that I'm an oizvarf, that I will maintain an oizvarf. A person can grow. A person could rise above being a rasha. A person could always continue to strive to take on more, to become a better person, never settling for status quo, whether a tzaddik or a rasha. A person could always reach greater heights, even though he's no longer an Eretz Yisrael, continue to take on new initiatives, continue to grow, to become a better human being. So now the question becomes, how do we do that? How do we not settle? How do we not maintain status quo? How do we continue to strive and to reach and to toil and to grow? How do we do it? And the answer is very simply, Limud HaTorah, the study of Torah. If a person wants to steig, if he wants to grow, if he wants to be able to overcome all of those inherent midos, rows that a person has and that a person is born with, then he has to toil in Torah. Rav Shach writes in his Hakdama to his Sefer Avi Ezri, he writes something very beautiful. He writes that Maseches Avos teaches us that kina and taiva and kavod motziin es ha'odom in ha'olam, that jealousy and desire and honor removes a person from this world. Ve'ein davar v'shem koach v'lo shem chokma. There's nothing. There's no force. There's no wisdom that enables a person to rid himself of these inherent midos rows. Ki halo yetzer lev ha'odam ra mina'ura. That a person is ra from inception, from conception. Ubederech hateva ein lehiskaber olav. And naturally, it's impossible for a person to overcome his inclinations. V'hamilchama hi tamidis. And this battle is tamidis bli hefzik ad shenilo ha'odam. This milchama, this battle to want to sleep, to want to not come to Seder, to want to not go to Shacharis. It's constant. It's a constant daily battle. And it doesn't stop. We're sleeping, it's awake. We're hiding, he's full blown. And the only way to overcome this milchama, and if not for the assistance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's impossible. The HaTorah hi misyasha koach ha-yetzer. And the Torah weakens the potency of this Yetzer Hara Sheba Odom, as Chazal tell us, Imroe Odom sheyitzro miskaber olav. If a person witnesses and sees and feels that the Yetzer Hara is overcoming him, he realizes and feels that he's no longer that tzaddik that he was in Eretz Yisrael. What does he do? He runs to the Beis Medrash. That's what we need. We have to run to the Beis Medrash. If we want to be able not only to maintain, but to grow here in Yeshiva, there's only one way to do it. It's not going to happen in Golan Heights. I promise. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael it will, but not the one here. It only is going to happen one way. By connecting to a Rebbe. By learning Torah from that Rebbe. By keeping Siddurim. And if a person is not learning at all, so let him learn 15 minutes. And if he's learning an hour, let him learn an hour and 15 minutes. Someone has to just take it a little bit more. If he wants to build and to grow and to steig, the Nevesh HaChayim tells us something very fascinating. Actually, it's the Ruach HaChayim, Ruchayim Belajin. He tells us something very fascinating. The Mishnah in Avos tells us that a person has to run. He has to run to be Mekayim, a mitzvah kala. He has to run. And when it comes to an Avera, he has to boreach, he has to escape from the Avera. And explains Ruchayim Volozhin, the reason why that's the case is because it's much more difficult to do a mitzvah. We have to run after the mitzvah because the Yetzer Hara is pulling us away, and therefore we have to try to latch on to the mitzvah. But the Avera is running after us. The Yetzer Hara is always running after us. It's nonstop. And therefore we have to run away. We have to run away to the Beis Medrash. If we keep our starim, if we connect to a Rebbe, and we all, Baruch Hashem here, have fantastic, amazing Rebbeim, each and every one of us, in Mirza Hashem, we will be able to say that the Parsha in the Torah, that Dibur Torah Kenegi Yitzhahara, is not referring to us. Because we were tzaddikim once upon a time, and in Mirza Hashem, we're going to continue to be tzaddikim today. And if we continue to learn and to steig and to grow and to be dovek to our Rebbeim, the Mirza Hashem will be zoche, will be at tzaddikim tomorrow as well. Have a good night.
Before we dive Marv, again, thank you everyone for coming. Thank you to the Rebbeim for making time to come back to Shiva tonight. The night seder opportunities in yeshiva are very, very vast. Another way to describe, there's so many things going on at night, whether a guy's learning for 20 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. There's so much going on, it's just a matter of finding what works for you. And especially for BMP, we have a special program every Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night with Rabbi Myers, which if you don't go to him, he's going to find you first. So you got to watch out, because he's a little bit tougher than you might want to experience. But please speak to your Bayim to make time. If you're only learning in the daytime, then you're missing out on what the Rambam says that the Ikar Torah that a person learns is what he learns at night. And anyone who has taken Torah at night seriously knows that that's what separates the men from the boys. Like Rabbi Simon was saying, it's a question of defining who you are, not where you are now, but who you're going to be. That's where the night seder can mamish be a game changer. And don't let this be like a one-night thing and like, all right, you know, I'll show up the next time they serve hot dogs. But
is it hot dogs?
Yeah, here's two. Okay. But but we are serving hot dogs and wings and cholent on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night basis with Rabbi Meyer. So please take advantage. If you have any questions about the detailed schedule, I can help you out with that. But speak to your Rebbeim, and the Rebbeim, Yirtzeh Hashem, will follow up with you guys to make a plan, to make your nights most effective on whatever consistent basis is reasonable and shy for each individual guy. About Tzvila, on that marriage. Let's have the Siddurim over here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Felt that rough. Flip his
A real rough mess. Real rough mess.